Tonight we are going to study from Isaiah chapter 25.
今天晚上我们要从以赛亚书25章开始学习。
Let's turn to the book of Isaiah chapter 25.
请翻到以赛亚书25章。
25.
以赛亚书二十五章。
Chapter 25 is a chapter of praise to the Lord.
以赛亚书二十五章是对神的赞美。
And there are few very important verses.
在这一章中有数节非常重要的经节。
Just like verse 8.
就像第八节。
This is a prophecy.Which will be fulfilled in the last days.
这是在末日将要被实现的预言。
And he will swallow up death forever.
这在说到说他已经吞灭死亡，直到永远。
And the sovereign Lord will wipe away the tears.
主神必擦去个人脸上的眼泪。
And he will remove the disgrace of his people from all the earth.
又除掉普天下他百姓的羞辱。
And we can see that this is a prophecy being mentioned in the book of Revelation 2.
我们知道这也是在启示录第二章里所提到的预言。
So Isaiah, sometimes he mentioned about the situation in his own time, and sometimes he forecast something is going to happen.In the last days.
所以我们知道以赛亚有时候是在谈到他当世代所发生的事，有时则是预言将来末日要发生的事。
And now we're going to move to chapter 26.
我们现在看第二十六章。
Chapter 26 is talk about the song of praise.
在二十六章所提到的是一首赞美的诗歌。
And when we go through all the chapter, we are going to see this is something spiritual.
我们如果看过所有的章节之后，就知道这都是讲属灵的事情。
And this is a prophecy regarding to God's kingdom, which will be fulfilled later day when Jesus came to the world.
这里也提到的是，在耶稣来时，有关于天国的预言将会被实现。
Chapter 26, verse 1.
26章第一节。
In that day, the song will be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city, and God made salvation its wall and rampart. You say, we are going to have a strong city.
在这里说到我们有坚固的城。
And what is the wall of the city?
那这个城的城墙是什么呢？
Salvation.
这里说到就是救恩。
So those who been saved, actually belong to the city.
而那些得到拯救的就属于这个城市的人。
And those who are not saved yet, doesn't belong to the city.
那些还没有得救的就不属于这个城墙。
Verse 2 say, open the gate that the righteous nation may enter, the nation that keep faith.
第二节说到敞开城门使守信的义民得以进入。
Only the righteous can come in to the city.
这里说到只有守信的义民可以进入这个城。
So we know that in Psalm chapter 23 say, the Lord lead us a path of righteousness.
这里在诗篇23篇说到神带领我们走义路。
The path of righteousness is the path leading to a righteous city.
而这个义路将会带我们到有义的城。
Which is the true church nowadays and the heavenly kingdom in the future.
也就是现在的真教会以及永生的天家在未来的将来。
So Isaiah was considered a messianic prophet.
我们知道以赛亚也被称为预言有关弥赛亚的先知。
Because he had the prophecy regarding to the coming of Messiah, the Lord Jesus.
因为他做了许多关于弥赛亚将要降生的预言。
Verse 3.
第三节。
You will keep in perfect peace, and him whose mind is steadfast, because he trusts in you. He talking about those who trust in the Lord, God is going to keep them in steadfast peace.
这里说到艰辛依赖你的，你必保守他，
So inside the city, those who trust him is going to enjoy the peace.
所以在这个城中, 只要依靠神,
So in the book of John, talk about Jesus say, I will let my peace in your heart.
在约翰福音说到,
And the peace I want to give you different from the peace in the world. The peace in the world means nothing happened, so you are very peaceful.
这世上的平安是因为没有任何意外的发生, 所以非常平安。
And the peace of the Lord Jesus Christ means when something happened, because you trust in Him, inside your heart, there is a tranquility.
但是在主里的平安则是因为虽然有事发生，但主在你心中，所以你非常的平静安稳。
Just like Peter was in prison, he was able to fall asleep.
就像彼得被关在监牢里却可以睡着。
And like Paul, when he was in prison, he was able to sing the song to praise God.
像保罗被关在监牢里却可以唱诗赞美神。
That is the peace of the Lord Jesus Christ.
这就是主耶稣基督的平安。
Because when they have strong faith, they are ready to totally entrust their life to the Lord.
当他们有坚强的信心的时候, 他们已经将自己的一生交托在主的手中。
When Jesus Christ was on the ship,
当主耶稣在船上的时候,
he fell asleep.
主耶稣睡着了。
Even the big storm broke on that ship.
即使有大风浪吹打的这个船只,
and the disciples were so scared.
而所有的门徒都非常的害怕。
So they awaken Jesus.
所以这些门徒来叫醒主耶稣。
And Jesus cursed the wind and the storm was calm.
而主耶稣责备风和浪, 风浪就平静了。
So we are like the people in that boat.
我们就像在这船上的人一样。
Those who have faith will be like Jesus Christ.
那些有信心的人就能像主耶稣。
But those who have little faith will be scared.
而那些小信的则会感到惊慌害怕。
So in that city, those who trust the Lord is going to have a perfect peace.
而在这里说到, 那在这个城中艰辛依赖神的必保守十分平安。
And verse 4.
第四节,
trust the Lord forever, for the Lord is the Lord, is a rock eternal. You say the Lord is a rock.
在这里说到主神是永久的磐石,
so that you can rely on him.
所以我们可以依靠他,
he will never change.
他永远不会改变。
His faithfulness, his promise will never change.
主的信实以及他的应许绝不会改变。
The hope he's given to you will never change.
他给我们的应许的盼望也不会改变。
His divine power never change.
他的力量也不会改变。
So the Lord is trustworthy forever.
主是我们永远可以依靠的。
So as long as we come into this city,
只要我们肯进入这个城市,
we can enjoy this kind of trust.
我们就能够享受这种的依赖。
So the more life we experience, the more you are going to come to a conclusion, the Lord is trustworthy.
我们在人生中有越多的体验, 我们越能够感受到主是我们的依靠。
So why not we trust all our problems, we trust all our worry, we trust our future to him?
所以我们为什么不把自己的问题, 自己的困难, 以及自己的未来, 都交托在主的手上呢?
And we are going to have peace in him.
这样子我们在主里就有平安。
Verse 5.
第五节,
the prophecy, he humbled those who dwell on high, and he laid the lofty city low. And he leveled to the ground and cast it down to the dust. God opposed those who are proud.
这里说到神阻挡骄傲的人。
So those who want to receive the grace of God must be the humble one.
所以那些要从神得到恩典的必须要能够谦卑。
And so he will humble those who dwell on high.
他也会让那些住在高处的谦卑下来。
We see Assyria or Babylon, that one was destroyed by God because of their proud.
我们知道亚述帝国以及巴比伦帝国因为他们的骄傲都被毁灭了。
Now we look into verse 7.
请看第七节。
Verse 7 onwards, it also talk about something spiritual.
在第七节以及底下的经节也是谈到一些属灵的事。
The path of the righteous is level, O upright one, You make the way of the righteous smooth.
这里说到义人的道是正直的，你为正直的主，必修平义人的路。
So if God is delighted with us, He is going to remove the obstacles before us.
如果神喜爱我们，他就会将我们路途上的障碍以及困难移开。
He will guide our ways.
他会带领我们的脚步。
Just like even though Joseph was sold to Egypt,
就像约瑟被卖到埃及地
，but God never depart from him.
但是神却从来没有离开过他。
Whatever he had done has been blessed by God.
不管他所做的是什么事，神都祝福。
Everything becomes smoothly, become very smooth in Egypt.
在埃及，每一件事都是非常的平顺。
Because the righteous one, who make his way smooth.
因为义人的因为主必修平义人的路。
And verse 8,
第八节。
Yes, Lord, walk in the way of your laws. We wait for you. Your name and renown are the desire of our heart. The verse talk about your name are the desire of our heart.
这里说到我们心里所羡慕的是你的名。
The most beautiful name is the name of the Lord.
主的名是最美的名。
Why?
为什么？
There are a few reasons.
有几个不同的原因。
The first reason.
第一个原因。
Because God sits in the highest place.
因为神是坐在至高的宝座。
Above God, there is nobody.
因为在神之上没有其他的存在。
And He is the one who above all.
他是超越万有的。
You see, the present United States is highly honored.
我们知道，在美国，美国总统是受到大家尊敬的。
How about the ruler of the universe?
那这样子，那宇宙的主宰呢
？His name is beautiful.
主的这个宇宙的主宰，这个名是值得羡慕的。
So a lot of people desire his name because he sit in the highest place.
有这里说到，我们心里羡慕主的名，因为主是超乎万有的。
The second reason.
第二个原因。
Why his name is so beautiful?
第二个原因，为什么他的名是可称颂的
？Because His divine character.
因为他的神性。
You know, a lot of people have good character and they always have a very good reputation.
我们知道有很多人有非常好的品德，他们也有很好的名声。
Jesus Christ attracts so many people.
主耶稣吸引了许多人来跟从他。
Because of his virtues, divine character.
因为他的好品德，因为他的神性。
So the one whose name is desired by most of people is The Lord Jesus.
所以主的名是受到大家所羡慕的。
This is a wonderful name.
这是一个美妙的名。
And this name deserves our praise.
而这个名也值得我们的称颂。
So we always have to praise him.
所以我们要常常赞美他。
The third one.
第三个原因。
Because his works is so amazing.
因为他手所做的工是很奇妙的。
When you listen What? A music.
当你在听音乐的时候
，Sometimes you are so touched.
有时候你会为那音乐的旋律来感动。
Just like a symphony of Beethoven.
就像贝多芬的交响乐。
When you go to the art museum to see a lot of painting.
或者是你到博物馆里看许多的彩绘。
A lot of artists you are so envy about them.
有看到许多许多画家的作品，让你感到非常的亲切。
So their name is beautiful.
他们的名是非常美妙。
But you know, God is the most created God.
但是你知道吗？神是最富有创造力的神。
The universe you saw is so beautiful.
整个宇宙我们所能看到的是多么的美妙。
Especially in the East Coast during the time of autumn.
尤其是在东岸，在冬天，在秋天的时候。
It's so beautiful.
是非常的美。
You can see the tree has all different kind of color.
我们可以看到树有各种不同颜色的树。
Yellow color.
黄色的。
Or green color.
绿色。
Or black color.
黑色。
Or all different color.
各式各样不同的颜色。
So beautiful.
非常非常的漂亮。
That's the masterpiece of the ruler.
这就是神美妙的创造。
And even the snowing day is very beautiful.
即使是下雪的日子也是非常的好。
More beautiful than the heavy rain.
甚至于比外面比下大雨还更好。
And sometimes when the weather is very cold. You can see the water being frozen, becoming ice.
有时候当天气非常寒冷的时候，我们可以看到水结成冰珠。
And from the when the morning the sunshine come out.
当早上的时候，太阳出来了。
You can see the so beautiful like a crystal, right?
可以看到非常的漂亮，就像当阳光照在冰珠上时，就像水晶一般。
It is God who created.
这就是神的创造。
So God is the most creative one.
神是最富有创造力的。
His name is beautiful.
他的名是奇妙。
So because of the reason, here Isaiah say your name is so wonderful.
因为这些原因，在这里以赛亚书说，我们心里羡慕你的名。
We all long after your name.
我们都羡慕你的名。
好 ，Now verse 9 onward.
第九节。
Verse 9 and verse 10, we have to study it at the same time.
第九节、第十节，我们要一起看。
My soul yearns for you in the night. In the morning, my spirit longs for you. Isaiah says, morning and night, my heart longing for you.
在这里，以赛亚说到，不论是白天或是夜间，我的心都切慕你。
Very early in the morning, when you get up, what is the first thing you try to do?
当早上你起床的时候，你所做的第一件事是什么？
Go to the internet?
上网吗？
Read the newspaper?
读报纸？
Turn on the radio?
还是听收音机？
What?
我们做的第一件事是什么？
It's very important.
这是非常重要的。
And to Isaiah,Sorry. He has been longing for the name of the Lord.
在这里，以赛亚说：“我里面的灵切切寻求你。”
Even in the evening,
即使在夜间，
he longed for the Lord too.
他的心也是羡慕主。
好 ，and the little part of verse 9.
在第九节的第二段，
When you judge come upon the earth, the people of the world learn righteousness. Verse 10.
第十节，
though grace is shown.To the wicked, they do not learn righteousness. Even in a land of uprightness, they go on doing evil and regard not the majesty of the law. Verse 9 and verse 10 talk about the human weakness.
在第九节、第十节谈到人性的软弱。
God has been very gracious to the people in the world.
神对这世上的人非常的恩待。
However, people did not learn the righteousness.
好，但是世上的人并没有学习公义。
But until God started to exercise His judgment,
一直到神开始，彰显他审判的权柄。
And people start to learn the righteousness.
这样子，地上的居民才开始学习公义。
This is a human weakness.
这就是人性的软弱。
When God treats us very nicely,
当神对我们非常好的时候
，at that time.We never try to walk in the righteous path.
那时候我们都没有走在正路上。
And when God punishes us,
但是当神责打我们，
then we come back to the righteous way.
我们才回到神的正路上。
This is the human way.
这就是人的方法。
The best way is to learn the righteousness when we are under the grace of God.
我们最好的方法就是在神的恩典下来学习神的道路。
But you look into the history of Israel.
但是我们如果看以色列人的历史
When God blessed them,
当神祝福他们
they live a very peaceful life,
当神给他们一个平安的生活
they had gone astray from God.
通常他们就会远离神
But when they are under tribulation,
但是当他们遇到灾祸
they come back to the Lord.
以色列人就回到神的身边
So this is verse 9 and verse 10.
这是第九节第十节
Just like some of you, I saw some of you already have a car, right?
就像在座，我知道有些人已经有车了。
Are you going to drive within the legal speed?
我们开车时是否有遵守政府的限速呢
？Or are you just all the way step on the what? The pedal, huh?
或者是我们踩着油门就是一直往前冲
Not until one day, the police catch you.
当有一天警察抓到你的时候
I have learned the hard way
就拿我自己的例子来说
two years ago
在两年前
in New Jersey I have 16 points
在纽泽西，在纽泽西我有16个点数。
You know the 12 point that your license will be suspended.
我们知道，如果你有12个点，你的驾照就会被吊销。
You know that God teach me a hard way.
我想神用比较严厉的方法来教导我。
Because all the time is day for service, I have to speed up.
因为我每次聚会快迟到，我就会一直加速。
And one time I got a 4-point ticket.
有一次我拿到一张要扣除四个点数的罚单。
I pray so hard.
我不断的祷告。
Because if that 4-point was not I did not get rid of it, I will lose the license.
因为我如果不能够减免掉这四个点数，我的驾照就会被没收。
I went to see the judge.
我就去看法官。
And the prosecutor looked at me. He said nothing. I reduced into zero.
那个检察官看着我，这时候他说，我要将这个四个点数全部消掉。
You just pay the fine.
你只要付罚款就行了。
I was so thankful.
那时候我非常的感谢。
Thankful to God.
感谢神。
Not to the police.
我感谢神，并不是感谢那个警察。
And that on, I always use the cruise control.
在接下来，我都是用定速的限制。
And I will never overspeed.
这样子我才不会超速。
So I, when I read these two verses, exactly the same.
当我读这两节经节的时候，我心里有非常多的感触。
We need some kind of discipline, so we learn the hard way.
有时候我们需要有一些责罚来使我们学习正确的方式。
Now verse 12,
第十二节。
From verse 1 to verse 6 is talk about a city.
从第一节到第六节是在讲一个城。
We know this city is the spiritual kingdom of God.
而这个城也就是属灵的国度。
And from verse 7 to verse about 12.
从第七节到第十二节
is talking about a path, a way leading to the city.
则是在讲一个通往这座城的道路。
And this is a righteous path.
这就是公义的道路。
Only you walk in that righteous path, then you are able to go into the city.
也只有你走在这公义的道路上，你才能够进入这个属灵的城。
And then from verse 13 onwards,
从十三节以下
is talking about the ruler.
在讲的是一个主宰
the ruler of the city,
一个城市的主宰
and this is so different from other rulers.
这个主宰和其他的是非常不同
chapter 26, verse 13.
请看第二十六章十三节
O Lord our God, other lords beside you have rule over us, but your name alone do we honor.Verse 14. They are now dead, they live no more. And those who departed spirit do not rise. And you punish them and brought them to ruin. And you wipe out all memory of them. Yeah, talk about two kinds of rulers.
在这里讲到两种主宰。
One is the ruler in the world.
一个是这世界上的主。
A lot of politicians, they are ruler of the world.
So, 我们有许多政治上的领导。
The other one is the Lord Jesus himself.
而另外一种则是主耶稣他自己。
So he is so different from other rulers.
他和其他世上的主宰是非常不同的。
So in this holy city, we are under the ruler, the control of this Almighty God.
而在这个圣城里面，我们是受到这个属灵的主宰的管辖。
Can you imagine, if the president of United States,like God, what kind of country United States will be?
我们可以猜想说，如果美国的总统就像神一样，那这样美国会像什么样的国家呢？
What kind of country will be?
那这美国会变一个什么样的国家？
If the president United like God,
如果美国总统像神一样，
all the problem he is going to have answer.
在这样，我们所遇到的每个问题，他都有解决的答案。
And all the difficulty he will be able to resolve.
那不管是什么样的困难，他都能够解决。
And then what kind of country will be?
那这样，美国会成为一个什么样的国家？
This will be like a heaven.
这里就会像天国一般。
However, the president is not God.
很可惜的，我们的总统并不是神。
So a lot of problem he has no answer.
所以有许多我们遇上的问题，他没有解决的方案。
A lot of difficulty he was not able to resolve.
有许多我们遇上的困难，他没有办法处理。
So we live in here so many problems.
所以我们住在这里，面对了许多的问题。
But the ruler of this city is Almighty God.
但是在这个圣城里， 他的主宰是永生的神。
No more death.
不再有死亡。
And peace will prevail.
而平安也会彰显。
The blessing will be abundant.
会有丰盛的恩典。
So verse 15.
十五节。
Is a mission God entrusted us.
十五节是神所交代给我们的工作。
You have enlarged the nation, O Lord. You have enlarged the nation. You have gained glory for yourself, and you have extended all the border of the land. Here is some kind like a praise or like a prayer.
这里好像是一个赞美或者是一个祷告。
And ask God to enlarge the nation.
这里祈求神能够增添国民。
And the nation referring to.His kingdom,
就是增加他的国度。
Because more people can come into this city, they can enjoy this kind of blessing.
因为越多的人能够进入这个圣城，就有更多的人能够享受这种平安。
So that is our task.
这就是我们的工作。
To enlarge the nation,
我们要扩张神的国度。
So after NYTS, we hope that everybody you put this as your goal of your life.
所以在 NYTS 之后，希望大家能够把这一节当作我们的目标。
Enlarge the God's kingdom.
来扩张神的国度。
The true church.
就是真教会。
And then we look into a little part.
我们再继续往下看。
Verse 19.
第十九节。
Verse 19.
十九节。
But your dead will live, and their body will rise. You who dwell in the dust, wake up and shout for joy. Your dew is like the dew of the morning. The earth will give birth to her dead. If we read verse 19, it's very similar to what has been promised in the book of Revelation.
我们如果读第十九节，这一节和在启示录所应许的非常的相似。
In the last days, the dead is going to be resurrected.
在末日，死人将要复活。
One question, you think about.
这是给大家的一个问题。
The righteous will resurrected, or the wicked will resurrected?
到底是义人还是恶人将要复活？
The righteous or the wicked or both?
是义人，是恶人，还是两种都要复活
？Some say righteous, right? Let me make a survey. Those who agree righteous, raise your hand.
如果那些赞成是义人将要复活的，请举手。
Don't be shy, Okay. How about the wicked?
那这样恶人要复活的有没有
？Nobody. How about the both?
那两种都会复活的呢
okay. According to the book of John, according to the book of John.
我们如果看这约翰福音的记载
，The righteous will resurrected and inherit God's kingdom.
那些义人将要复活，并且承受永生的国度。
And the wicked will be resurrected, be condemned into Hades.
而恶人将要复活，并且被定罪下到阴间。
And verse 19 talk about the resurrection of the righteous one.
在第十九节这里说到的是义人的复活。
So there will be a joy.In that kind of resurrection.
而在这样的复活是伴随着喜乐。
So the English Bible says, "Wake up and shout for joy."
所以在这里说到，睡在尘埃的要行起歌唱。
This for the righteous one.
这是对着义人所说的。
Because if the wicked one and awakened and resurrected,
如果那些作恶的人复活了
，All of a sudden they see, they are facing what?The punishment of Hades.
而在那一瞬间复活的时候，他们知道所要面对的是地狱的刑罚。
They will never be joyful.
我想他们并没有办法歌唱欢呼。
So a lot of people do the wicked things because they thought once I die forever.
有很多人在世上作恶，因为他们觉得当他死的时候，这一切都结束了。
But they are going to wake up and facing the judgment.
但是我们知道他们将要再次复活，并且面对永远的审判。
Now verse 20.
第二十节。
Verse 20 is also a very beautiful verse.
二十节也是一节，也是一个非常美好的经节。
Go, my people, enter your room and shut the door behind you, and hide yourself for a little while until his wrath has passed away. He said, "We have to hide into the inside the door."
在这里说到，我们要隐藏在门的后面。
How can we hide ourselves in the second coming of Jesus.
我们在神第二次再来的时候要如何隐藏呢？
Actually, this room is referring to His kingdom.
在这里说到的房间或是内室是指的神的国度。
His holy city.
是指的神的圣城。
If you hide behind the holy city and His kingdom, then the wrath of God will never touch you.
如果我们能够隐藏在圣城的保护之下，神的愤怒便不会临到我们。
If we are outside the city,
如果我们在这个城的外头，
then the punishment of God will come to us.
这样神的愤怒就会临在我们身上。
You remember in the Old Testament there are six so-called 逃城的国家。
City of refuge.
Yeah, city of refuge.
我们知道在旧约有提到逃城。
If you kill somebody by accident.
如果你无意间意外杀人。
For example, you invite your brother go to cut a tree.
像举个例子，如果你邀请你的弟兄跟你一起去砍树。
And all of a sudden the axe, right, if fall apart.
而在砍树的时候，突然斧头的柄断了。
And hit your brother and kill the brother.
而这斧头飞出去打到你的弟兄，并且杀死他。这样子你要怎么办？
You had all the way run into the city of refuge.
你就要不断的跑进逃城之中。
And all your life, no problem.
并且要在里头躲避你的一生。
But once you come out of that city,
但是当你离开这个城
市， you will be brought into judgment.
你就会被审判，就会临到你。
And church, the kingdom of God is like the city of refuge.
而教会神的国就像这个逃城一般。
If you hide behind that,
如果你能够躲在这个之后。
God's blessing will continue to come to you.
那神的祝福就会不断的临到你。
Once you leave the city,
但是当你离开了这座城，
God will deal with your sin.
神就会来和你算你的罪。
So it's very important that we should never depart from this city.
所以这非常重要，我们不可以离开这座城。
Especially in the second coming of Jesus Christ.
尤其是在主耶稣再次降临的时候。
This is chapter 26. Chapter 27.
我们看第二十七章。
Chapter 27 is a deliverance of the Israel.
第二十七章是以色列人必蒙拯救。
And also can be called the revival of God's vineyard.
这也可以说到是主耶稣葡萄园的再次复兴。
In the beginning of Isaiah, we talk about a vineyard which God dislike.
在以赛亚书一开头，我们有谈到一座葡萄园是主所不喜悦的。
It is in the book of Isaiah chapter 5.
在以赛亚书第五章。
And Isaiah chapter 27 talk about another vineyard.
在以赛亚书二十七章谈到另外一座葡萄园。
And this vineyard is the one God like.
这一座葡萄园是蒙神喜悦的。
Verse 2.
第二节。
In that day, in the book of Isaiah, happened many, many times.
这里说到当那日，而这个当那日在以赛亚书中出现非常多次。
In that day, a lot of occasions referring to the time when God is going to fulfill His promise.
在这个当那日，有许多地方的意思是当神完成他应许的时候。
So in that day, a lot of time means a very good day, very beautiful day.
所以这在许多地方，当他说到当那日，是讲到非常好的事。
Next one, sing about the fruitful vineyard. 3.
第三节。
I, the Lord, watch over it. I water it continually. I guard it day and night, so that no one may harm it. Verse 4.
第四节。
I'm not angry if only there were briars and thorns.Confronting me, I would march against them in battle. I would set them on fire. You see the vineyard, right?
我们这里看到另外一座葡萄园。
God is going to watch over the vineyard.
在这里说到神要看管这座葡萄园。
Water the vineyard.
神要为这葡萄园浇灌。
Guard the vineyard day and night.
昼夜看守。
And God will confront with those who try to destroy the vineyard.
而神也会亲自对付那些要破坏这座葡萄园的人。
But in chapter 5, the vineyard, God doesn't like it.
但是在以赛亚书第五章说到的葡萄园，神并不喜悦。
So God take away the fence.
神将篱笆移去。
God torn down the wall.
也将城墙推倒。
And allow the enemy to come and trample the vineyard.
并且容许敌人来践踏这座葡萄园。
What does the vineyard mean?
葡萄园指的是什么？
Vineyard referring to God's people in Isaiah's time.
而这里的葡萄园指的是在以赛亚的年间的以色列人。
Because they run away from God.
因为他们远离了神。
So God don't like their vineyard.
所以神并不喜悦那一座葡萄园。
And now this is a promise if they return to God.
而在二十七章是在说到如果他们愿意回转归向神。
And rely on God totally.
并且能够完全的依靠神。
God is going to once again show mercy to them.
神就会再一次赐恩典给他们。
And this vineyard also referring to the true church.
而这里的葡萄园也指的真教会。
If the church really a good church,
如果这个教会是真的，
God will keep, God will watch over the church.
神就会昼夜看管这个教会。
And God will confront those who try to destroy the church.
而神也会亲自对付那些要破坏教会的人。
And chapter 27, verse 1 talk about, in that day the Lord will punish with his sword, his fierce great power sword.
在二十七章第一节到那日，主必用他刚硬有力的大刀刑罚。
And the next day, the grinding serpent or coiling serpent or the monster of the sea.
这里说到要刑罚鳄鱼，就是那快行的蛇；刑罚鳄鱼，就是那曲行的蛇，并杀海中的大鱼。
And this is very, very possibly referring to the foreign country of Assyrian.
在这里
Babylon or Egypt.
在这里非常有可能，他所指的是亚述帝国、巴比伦帝国，或者是埃及国。
Because they are just like a foreign force try to trample on the vineyard.
因为他们就像是一些国外的势力，试着要践踏这座葡萄园。
Okay, verse 6,
第六节。
In that day comes Jacob will take root, Israel will bud and blossom.And fill all the world with fruit. You talk about one day the Israelite will take root downwards, will bear fruit upwards.
在这里说到将来雅各要扎根，以色列要发芽开花。
Now we see verse 9.
第九节。
By this then will Jacob's guilt be atoned for, and this will be the full fruitage of the removal of his sin. Eventually, God is going to remove their sin.
在最后，神要将雅各一切的罪孽都除矣。
When they come back, when they repent.
当他们回转，当他们悔改。
So God emphasized very much on repentance.
所以在这里，神非常强调悔改的重要。
Verse 12.
第十二节。
In that day, the Lord will thresh from the flowing Euphrates, and to the weedy of the Egypt, and you, O Israel, will be gathered up one by one. 13. And in that day, a great trumpet will sound. Those who were perishing in Assyria and those who were exiled in Egypt will come and worship the Lord.On the holy mountain of Jerusalem, and this is a prophecy.
这是一个预言。
When God's time is right,
当神的时间到
，He is going to remove all the obstacles and bring the exiled people back.
他将要移去一切的阻挡，并且带领流放的百姓回来。
And this is also a prophecy.
同时，这也是一个预言。
In the last days, God is going to remove all the obstacles and bring His people back to His kingdom.
在末日的时候，神要移去一切的阻碍，并且带领他的百姓回到他的国。
And His kingdom called the Holy Mountain in Jerusalem.
而他的国要被称为耶路撒冷的圣山。
Now we look into chapter 28.
请看二十八章。
Chapter 28 to chapter 33, there are six wolves.
在从以赛亚书二十八章到三十三章有六个灾祸。
And five of the wolves seems focus on Israel.
而其中的五个祸都是集中在以色列人身上。
And one of the wolves focus on Assyria.
而有一个灾祸则是针对亚述帝国。
Now we look into chapter 28.
请看第二十八章。
Chapter 28, verse 1.
二十八章第一节。
Woe to that wreath, the pride of Ephraim, a drunkard. You're talking about the woe to the Israel, the northern kingdom.
这里讲到祸灾以色列的酒，以法莲的酒徒，指的是北朝。
The little part say, set on the head of fertile valley, to that city the pride of those who lay low by wine.
这里说到祸灾以法莲的酒徒住在肥美谷的山上。
Okay. Woe to them because they have pride.
他们将有祸了，因为他们的骄傲。
Okay. Then now verse 2.
第二节。
See the Lord has one who is powerful and strong, like a hailstorm and a destructive wind, like a driving rain and a flooding downpour. He will throw it forcefully to the ground. Verse 3.
That
the wrath, the pride of the Ephraim, drunkard, will be trampled underfeet. Actually, this is a prophecy.
这里所提到的也是一个预言。
As what we mentioned, that the time of Isaiah, the Israelites and the northern kingdom was under the shadow of the Assyrian.
我们知道在以赛亚的年间，北朝以色列是在亚述国的压力和阴影之下。
So they don't God allowed Assyrian to attack the northern kingdom.
而接下来神允许亚述帝国来攻击北朝以色列。
And even was defeated.
甚至将以色列击败。
And the northern kingdom finished.
而最后毁灭了北朝以色列。
Because of their pride.
这都是因为他们心里高傲。
So this is from verse 1.To verse 13,
这是从第一节到第十三节。
It's talk about the religious leader.
都是在讲到一些属灵上的领导者。
Okay, let's see. Okay, verse 7.
请看第七节。
Chapter 28, verse 7.
以赛亚书二十八章第七节。
And those who staggered from wine and reeled from beers, and priests and prophets staggered from beers, and are befuddled with wines, and reeled from beer, and they stagger when seeing visions, and they stumble when rendering decision.They talk about at that time the religious leader.
这里所提到的是当代属灵的领袖。
They like to get drunk.
他们很喜欢酒醉。
So they interpret the vision wrongly.
所以他们错解末世。
And then make a wrong judgment.
并且谬行审判。
In other words,
另外一种说法。
Just like nowadays, the preachers are drinking the wine.
就像是今天我们的传道非常喜欢的喝酒一般。
After getting drunk and come out the pulpit and try to lead the service.
当他喝醉之后来到讲台上要试着来讲道。
Can you imagine what kind of message he will deliver?
我们可以想象这样的传道能够讲出什么样的内容。
Confuse every teaching of the Bible.
他所说的内容一定跟圣经会有许多冲突。
And all the members doesn't know what the one is preaching about.
而在座的信徒也不会知道传道到底在讲什么。
So in that generation, the prophet are supposed to convey the message of warning to the Israelites.
在当以赛亚的年代，那些先知应该要将神的警告来转达给百姓。
And the wine can referring to the actual wine, and also can referring to the enjoyment.
而在这里说到的酒也可以指的是物质上的酒或者是世俗的享乐。
Once a person pay too much attention to the worldly entertainment, your sensitivity to the words of God will be reduced.
当一个人花太多的精神以及时间在世上的享乐之中，他对神的话语的敏感度一定会下降。
When we live a very simple lifestyle,
当我们过得一个非常单纯的生活，
our heart will be more sensible to God's words.
我们的心对神的话就会更加敏感。
So if was very obvious that the prophet, their focus, their mind is only worldly matter.
我们看到在这里的先知，他们所着重的都是世界上的事。
So they have no feeling about the spiritual matter.
他们对属灵的事一点感觉都没有。
Oh, so their guidance actually brought the Israelites astray.
所以他们的领导反而带领以色列人在错的路上。
And eventually, caused the Israelites to be, distracted.By the Lord.
而最后也因为这样子使得以色列国被神所毁灭。
And verse 9, verse 10 onwards, their prophet actually saying something which is not true.
而在第九节第十节他们的先知也说了一些不对的事。
And verse 11, the Isaiah the prophet tried to correct them.
在第十一节以赛亚先知试着要校正他们的错误。
And this is something a little bit very difficult to interpret.
而在这里也是 这一部分也是非常难解。
Verse 14 onwards.
十四节以下。
Verse 14 to 22.
十四节到第二十二节。
It's a message against the civil leaders.
是神的话，神敌神对于百姓领袖的话。
Now let's see verse 14.
第十四节。
Chapter 28.
第二十八章十四节。
Therefore.Hear the words of the law, you scoffer, who rule these people in Jerusalem. You boast, we have entered into the covenant with death.
15节.
With the grave, we have made an agreement. So the leader, the civil leader say, we have made covenant with the death.
这里以色列的百姓的领导说我们与死亡立约。
What does that mean?
这是什么意思呢？
They have a certain degree of self-confidence.
就是说他们在某一个程度上对自己非常有自信。
Very similar, they are make covenant with the dead.
就像是他们和死亡立了约定一般。
And seems the death will never come to them because they already make a covenant.
他们觉得说他们已经立了一个约定，所以死亡并不会临到他们身上。
Now,Verse 16.
第十六节。
And verse 16 onwards, can referring to Isaiah that generation, and also it is a prophecy.
从十六节以及以下的经节可以谈到是以赛亚那个年代，或者是可以将它视为一个预言。
First, let's jump to verse 18.
请看第十八节。
Your covenant with death will be annulled, and your agreement with the grave will not stand when the overwhelming scourge.Sweep by, you will be beaten down by it. Which means their self-confidence eventually will brought destruction to them.
在这里说到，他们对自己的自信最终将毁灭带到自己身上。
Just like in the last few chapter, we see when the Assyrian is going to attack them, they still live a very luxurious life and.Did not repent and returning to God.
就像在前几章我们所读到，甚至当亚述帝国要发兵攻打他们的时候，以色列人仍然过着非常奢华并且不知悔改的日子。
Verse 16,
十六节。
See, I lay a stone in Zion, a tested stone, a precious cornerstone for a sure foundation. The one who trusted.Will never be dismayed. Verse 17.
十七节。
I will make justice the measuring line and righteousness the plumb line. Hares will sweep away your refuge. The lie and water will overflow your hiding place. This is also a prophecy.
这里所说的也是一个预言。
A stone.
这里说到一个石头
a cornerstone,
一块防角石
or a stone has been tested,
一个被试验过的石头
actually talking about Jesus.
这里所说到的就是主耶稣
He is a stone,
他是一块石头
We can build upon the faith upon him.
是我们可以将信仰建造在其上的石头
And also this stone was smashed to those who against him.
而这些石头也会砸碎那些阻挡他的人。
Jesus Christ will judge those who against him.
主耶稣将会审判那些阻挡他的人。
And from verse 23 to 29, the comfort to the faithful.
从二十三节到二十九节，则是神的安慰。
In that day come, God will comfort His people.
在那日神将要为他的百姓而来。
Let's see verse 23.
请看第二十三节。
Listen and hear my voice. Pay attention and hear what I say. 24.
第二十四节。
When a farmer plow for planting, does the plow continually? Does he keep on breaking up and harrowing the soil? Verse 25.
二十五节。
When he has leveled the surface, does he not now cut away the scattered cumin? Does he not plant wheat on its place, barley on its plot, and spelt in its field? Verse 26.
26节。
His God instructed him and teach him the right way. So he's talk about the Israelite in that generation, when they encounter all different kind of problems in their daily life, God is going to give them wisdom and so that they can resolve their difficulty.
在这里说到在以赛亚的年间，这些以色列百姓神将要指教他们，并且给他们智慧来解决所遇上的问题。
And this is also referring to the last days.
同时这也是指到末日的时候。
God is going to give wisdom to resolve our own problems.
神将要赐给我们智慧来解决我们所面临的问题。
Let's see 29.
请看第二十九节。
All this also come from the Lord Almighty, wonderful in counselor and magnificent in wisdom. We'll talk about the counsel of God is wonderful.
这里说到神的谋略奇妙。
And his wisdom is amazing.
他的智慧广大。
So he is going to use his counsel and wisdom to guide his people.
所以他要用他的谋略以及他的智慧来带领属神的百姓。
So this is the message of comfort to the faithful.
而这也是神对于那些信实的人安慰的话语。
In chapter 29, talk about the second war to Jerusalem and those who rely on foreign alliance.
在二十九章只是提到将会有灾祸临到那些耶路撒冷依靠外国势力的人。
Chapter 29, verse 1-8.
从二十九章第一节到第八节。
And it's talk about the fate of the city of Jerusalem.
是提到耶路撒冷圣城的命运。
After they had been seized.
当他们这座城被夺取之后
，God eventually going to bring them back into restoration.
但是在最后，神将要将百姓再度带回，并且重新复苏这座城。
And verse 9 to 16.
请看第九节到第十六节。
Verse 9 to 16 is talk about their spiritual insensitivity.
在第九节到第十六节是谈到他们属灵上的他们属灵上并不敏感。
They are blind eventually.
他们就像
become disobedient.
他们就像瞎眼一样，最后他们违背神。
Now verse 9 and verse 10.
请看第九节、第十节。
Chapter 29, verse 9 and 10.
以赛亚书二十九章第九节、第十节。
Be stunned and amazed, blind yourself and be sightless. Be drunk, but not from wine. Stagger, but not from beer. Verse 10.
第十节。
The Lord has brought over you a deep sleep, and he sealed your eyes, the prophet, and he covered your head.The seers. Actually, these two verses are talking about spiritual insensitivity.
在这里，这两节经节所讲到是属灵上的麻木。
So woe to this kind of people.
而将会有灾殃临到这种人。
And verse 11 talk about if this whole vision is nothing but were sealed in a scroll.
在十一节说到所有的末世好像封住的书卷。
You give the scroll to those who are illiterate. They say, I cannot read it.
当人把书卷交给识字的说，请念吧。他说我不能念。
And you give the scroll to those who are educated, he say, "Oh, the scroll is sealed."
如果你交给识字的，他会说这书卷是封住了。
In whatsoever way, they cannot understand it.
不管是怎么样，他们都不能了解。
So woe to the generation of Jerusalem.
所以将会有灾祸临到那个年代的人。
Spiritually, they are blind. They are insensible.
在属灵上，他们是瞎眼的，他们是麻木的。
And verse 13 talk about the main reason.
在十三节则是说到主要的原因。
The people come near me with their mouths and honor me with their lips,
主说,
but their heart are far from me.
主说，因为这百姓亲近我，用嘴唇尊敬我，心却远离我。
God is a spirit.
神是个灵。
So we need to worship God with spirit.
所以拜神的必须要用心灵来拜。
Without spirit, only use the mouth is no, we cannot reach God.
如果只用我们的嘴唇，不用心灵，我们是没办法达到神的面前。
Verse 14,
14节。
Chapter 29, verse 14.
以赛亚书29章14节。
Therefore, once more, I will astound these people with a wonder upon wonder. And the wisdom of the wise will perish, and the intelligence of the intelligent will vanish. So he's talking about God is going to destroy that generation in the worldly standard, those who are wise or intelligent one.
在这里说到神要将当世代认为有智慧的聪明人都进行毁灭。
And from verse 15 onwards,
从15节以及以下的经节,
it's talk about the future recovery.
这是谈到将来的复兴。
It's a prophecy of the hope of the Israelite.
而这里也是一个预言, 是给以色列将来有的盼望。
But in the beginning, he talked about woe to those who try to hide himself from the Lord.
而在一开始他说到, 祸灾那些想要隐藏自己的人。
Because in the eyes of God, everything is transparent.
因为在神的面前，一切都是公开透明的。
You cannot hide anything from the Lord.
你没有办法对神隐藏任何的事。
So if we had done something we thought we can hide from God, then woe to us.
如果我们觉得我们做的事情可以在神的眼前隐藏, 那我们就有祸了。
Because if we thought we can hide something from God, we will never repent in that matter.
因为我们如果觉得自己能够隐藏, 我们就不会悔改。
Because we thought nobody know it.
因为我们会觉得没有人知道。
And without repentance, woe will be to us.
而如果我们没有悔改, 灾祸必临到我们身上。
After we repent,
但是在我们悔改之后,
there will be going to a spiritual transformation.
我们就会经历属灵上的改变。
In chapter 17 onwards,
从,
17, verse 17,
从第十七节以及以下,
chapter 29, verse 17 onwards, talk about the spiritual transformation.
29章17节以及以下的经节是讲到属灵上的改变。
In a very short time, will not Lebanon be turned into a fertile land?
黎巴嫩变为肥田，不是只有一点点时候吗？
And the fertile land will seem like a forest.
接下来肥田看如树林。
This is a spiritual transformation.
这就是个属灵上的改变。
Originally, it was a land of barren.
在一开始只是一片荒地。
A dry land.
是一块像沙漠一般的旷野。
Right now, become fertile land, and then eventually become forest.
接下来变成肥沃的田地, 最后像树林一般。
What does that mean?
这是什么意思？
Before we know Christ,
在我们认识神之前,
we have no virtue.
我们并没有任何的德性，
just like a land, a barren land.
就像一个干枯的旷野一般。
But after we know God,
但是在我们认识神之后，
God poured down his spirit inside us.
神将他的灵浇灌在我们心中，
and the land become a good land.
这个地就成为肥沃的田地。
And the words of God like a seed.
而神的话就像种子一般，
and falling down into our heart.
会栽种在我们心中，
and take root downwards.
并且向下扎根，
bear fruit upwards.
向上结果。
Then in our life, you can see like a forest.
那在我们的属灵生命当中，就像一片树林一般。
Forest is a tree with lives.
这树林里是有生命的树。
So in our heart, we have some kind of virtues coming from the spiritual life.
在我们的心中就会结出属灵的果子以及好品德来。
So after NYTS,
在 NYTS 之后,
a lot of people witness they have changed.
有很多人都能够感受到自己的改变。
This is verse 17, spiritual transformation.
这是17节, 这个属灵上的改变。
We are waiting.
我们
two minutes pass,
我们已经超过两分钟了，还在等另外一边。
Tomorrow we are going to reach chapter, I think about 45.
明天我们或许可以达到第四十五章。
Tomorrow you have to fasten seat belt.
所以请大家有心理准备。
And read the map carefully.
而且请大家先能够学习地图。
The map is the Bible.
这个地图就是圣经。
So tomorrow at least you have to go through chapter 45.
所以到明天之前，你要先看到第45章。